Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hey everyone, Mike Jezlicek, CPA and founder over at Jetro. And I just wanted to give you a quick update. We shot a video earlier this week and a lot has changed since that has come along. And to say this week hasn't been crazy would be a lie. So I wanted to shoot a little bit of an update, get this over to you guys so that you can use this information when determining what kind of options are available to you. So this is updated as of April 2nd of 2020. So I want to go through the two governmental loan options again. We have the EIDL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. This is the one that's been out for a little bit of time. You apply for this one directly with the SBA. Uses are for payroll, fixed debts, accounts payable, basically things to keep your business operating. Maximum amount of these EIDL loans is $2 million. The interest rate is 3.75% with a term of up to 30 years. Again, a pretty just typical normal loan. 0% of it is eligible for forgiveness. Now, the key thing I wanted to kind of drill home here is that there is, with this loan, a $10,000 advance, up to $10,000 advance or grant. This is available to be used for business purposes, and it does not have to be repaid back. So this is up to a $10,000 grant that does not have to be repaid back. This is if you get accepted or even denied for this loan, you still get that $10,000. So the loan that I'm going to talk about next is the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program. This is the one that is forgivable. But I want to first say that if the PPP benefit is less than $10,000, scratch it and go to the EIDL and get your $10,000 grant money instead of going through the hassle with the PPP. Again, you can't take the $10,000 grant as well as the PPP. It's one or the other as far as that goes. But take advantage of the $10,000 grant if your PPP loan does not add up to that amount. Okay, Paycheck Protection Program. This is the one that has been changing a lot this week. So again, this is a program that opened up today on April 3rd. So this opened up today where banks can start accepting. Some banks are accepting, some banks aren't. Find one that is and go ahead and apply there. You apply for these directly with the banks. This is an SBA approved, this is an SBA loan, but you get it through the banks, not directly with the SBA. The EIDL, you apply for directly with the SBA. These ones, the PPPs, you do not. Again, you can use this for payroll, mortgage interest, rent, utilities, and interest of debt that was made prior to February 15th of 2020. The amount of this loan is 2.5% times your average monthly payroll with a max of $10 million. The interest rate on these, and this is what changed, and we'll go through changes next, but the interest rate on these is 1% for a term of 2 years. Again, this is the loan that's potentially 100% forgivable. So I want to go through the PPP in a little bit more detail, but again, you have two loan options, the EIDL or the PPP. The EIDL is just your traditional loan, but there is a piece of it with a 10% up to a $10,000 grant. So if your PPP does not add up to $10,000, take advantage of the EIDL and get that $10,000 grant. If your PPP is more, take advantage of that. And again, PPP loan is based on average monthly payroll. Okay, so on Monday, I went through the Paycheck Protection Program, went through all the details. I want to talk a little bit about what has changed. So there has been changes since Monday, and there's probably going to be more potential corrections and things that go on in the future. But this loan is live now, so the changes are going to be a little bit more minimal. So what changed since Monday? First, when can you apply? Today, April 3rd, for small businesses and sole proprietors. And then there's also going to be an application for those that are independent contractors or self-employed individuals. They can start applying for the PPP program on April 10th of 2020. This would be for the gig economy people. So April 3rd for small businesses and sole props, April 10th for independent contractors, self-employed individuals. Those are kind of in that gig economy. This is a huge one. Do independent contractors count towards the payroll calculation for the PPP loan? On Monday, there was belief that they do. It has now come out that independent contractors do not count. They are separate. And the reason for this being is that independent contractors can apply for this PPP loan on their own. So they don't want to double dip where the business is getting it plus the independent contractor. So when you're doing that loan calculation, 2.5 times your average monthly payroll, independent contractor payments do not count towards that. This is just for employees, just for payroll. Another change, the interest rate is 1% and the loan term is 2 years. Now, finally, on the forgiven piece, they gave some guidance on this. No more than 25% of the forgiven amount may be for non-payroll costs. So just for easy math, let's say your loan amount's $10,000. If you use that money for items that you want to be forgiven, $7,500 of it has to be for payroll. The rest can be for interest on mortgage, rent, utilities, things like that. But at least 75% of the items has to be related to payroll regarding the forgiven amount. So just keep that in mind. Now, those are the changes. So I just want to go through again, give you a little summary of the PPP program, kind of what it is, what's included, and everything else. So again, you apply for this at a local bank and SBA-approved lenders. Most banks are eligible for this and giving these loans. Just when they open up that eligibility and when they open up the program to sign up for determines. So check your local bank first. If that doesn't work, check some other places. Businesses under 500 employees can apply for this. There was a question is, do you need to first look for other funds before applying for this program? The answer is no. They have waived the usual SBA requirement that you have to try to obtain some or all of the loan fund from other sources prior to going to the SBA. That has been waived. Another question, hot topic, how long will this program last? This program is open up until June 30th. So you can apply up until June 30th. However, I'm encouraging you to apply as quickly as possible because there is a funding cap and lenders also need time to process your loan. So if that funding cap gets hit, which it likely will, way before June 30th, once the funds are gone, at least for what we know now, the funds will not be available. How many times can you apply for this loan? Once. You can only apply once. Now, what can you use these loans funds for? And so really, when you get this money from the PPP, you should be using the money for payroll costs, including benefits, interest on mortgage obligations, rent under lease agreements, and then utilities. But again, you can only 75% of the funds have to be used for payroll in related to the forgiveness piece. What counts as payroll? So payroll consists of salary, wages, and commissions, but it's capped at $100,000. So if you have someone making $120,000 a year, you can only get used in your calculation and for forgiveness up to $100,000. So that $20,000 over 100 would not be used in your calculation or used for forgiveness. Also include as payroll costs when you're doing that calculation, employee benefits. This includes costs for vacation, parental, family, medical, or sick leave, allowance for separation or dismissal of an employee, payments required for group healthcare benefits, including insurance premiums, as well as payments for retirement benefits. State and local taxes assessed on compensation also is included in payroll costs. Now, how large can my loan be? It's 2.5 times your average monthly payroll amount. So take your average monthly payroll amount times 2.5. That's the amount of this loan. Now, there is a $10 million cap, which I'm sure most listeners probably will not run into that. And again, remember that the payroll cost is capped at $100,000 per employee. So if you have employees that make over $100,000 a year, you have to cap it at 100 when you're talking about payroll calculation and what's included in there. All right, how much of my loan will be forgiven? You will owe money when your loan is due if you use the loan amount for anything other than payroll costs, mortgage interest, rent, utilities, etc. Now, how much can be forgiven? It's an 8-week starting point. So if your loan gets approved on April 1st, you have 8 weeks to use the money. If you used it on approved sources over those 8 weeks, that amount can be forgiven. Once that 8 weeks is done, any unused funds turn into a loan. And again, no more than 25% of the forgiven amount may be for non-payroll costs. So payroll costs have to consist of 75% of that forgivable amount. There's also a disclaimer that if you do not maintain your staff and payroll, the amount forgiven may be reduced. And so when they say maintain staff and payroll, we're talking about a few things. First, number of staff. Your loan forgiveness will be reduced if you decrease your full-time employee headcount. Level of payroll. Your loan forgiveness amount will be reduced if you decrease salaries or wages by more than 25% for any employee. So just keep that in mind. The purpose of this act and this program is to keep people working. So if you lay off staff and don't bring them back, or you reduce their pay, it's defeating the purpose and you're not going to get as much forgiven. Now you do have until June 30th to restore your full-time employment and salary levels for any changes that were made since February 15th until now. Quick hit items. It's a 1% interest rate that I kind of mentioned before. All payments are deferred for 6 months. However, interest will continue to accrue over that period, and it's a 2-year term on the loan. You can pay your loan back early. There are no prepayment penalties or fees or anything like that. No collateral, no personal collateral is required or personal guarantee as well. However, it is important that you're using these funds for business purposes and nothing fraudulent, because they will come after you if there is any kind of idea about fraud. Finally, there is some certifications. So as the business owner, you have to certify as part of your application that in good faith, you've completed some items. These items are that the current economic uncertainty makes the loan necessary to support your operations, that the funds will be used to retain workers and maintain payroll or to make mortgage, lease, and utility payments. You also have to certify that you will not receive another loan under this program and that you will provide the lender documentation that verifies the number of full-time employees on payroll and the dollar amounts of payroll costs and other items like that when it comes to the forgiveness piece. So what they're saying is that you need to provide this documentation. You need to certify that this information is real. These are quick loans. They're looking to get this amount out as soon as possible. So they're depending on the business owner to provide relevant and accurate information. So that is a quick summary of the Paycheck Protection Program. Some things that changed. Wanted to just give you guys an update. Again, this starts today, April 3rd. So get on this. If this is something you qualify for, go ahead, start applying for this. If you are a business owner where you're PPP, you calculate your PPP amount and it's less than $10,000, think about going the EIDL route. Again, EIDL route has an up to $10,000 grant associated with it, which might be just a much easier process. So I will include links to these items and some more information in the notes. But if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to us. It's been a crazy week, a lot of moving parts, but the time's here. It's finally time to start applying for these loans. So again, the process is meant to be pretty easy. They don't want this to be a requirement to have to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to get this loan. So reach out to us if you have any questions. Again, it's Mike Jezoshek over at Jetro. Have a good one, everybody.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.